What are we going to talk about today? Anything? Do we have an agenda?
Oh, yeah. First agenda of the Yaptown podcast is to introduce Sean. SS, we call him. Can we use your last name?
Secret
SS
squirrel.
SS Sean.
Secret
Skinhead.
That's not SS. Skinhead.
No, yeah, the SS in,
oh, yeah,
in Germany.
Yeah, he's my last name. Why not?
Sean Sylvain.
What
I love his last name. Welcome, Sean.
Oh, my gosh.
Back.
My son has Yaptown his podcast. Math teacher is Miss Sylvain.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, he doesn't like her. I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right.
Sean, when was the last time you were on with us? Like 2 months ago, maybe? The famous ghost episode. Our only real
it's
good.
Famous.
Our only ghost
it's
episode.
Famous.
It is.
It's famous.
Certain circles.
It's in the annals.
To the 13 annals. People listening, it was famous.
Is it up to 13?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, I was getting excited. Well, welcome back.
Thank
good
you.
Good to hear your
Thanks
voice
for
again.
Having me.
And you're clean. You're just clean.
I'm just
all
clean.
Around, vocally and image-wise.
Except
you're a
his,
clean
his
dude.
Mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to clean that up.
No, that's definitely not clean.
Yeah,
we're gonna,
yeah,
I mean,
no.
I don't know.
No,
we're going to dive into that today, definitely. Okay. But I think first on the agenda is the obvious elephant in the room, what we should talk about. PMS. Everyone raise your cups. Here
to
we go.
PMS. Here's to PMS.
Here's to PMS.
Yeah, that's because you guys don't get it.
Oh, I get
missed
it.
You, Tony.
I get the...
you get the wrath?
The wrath. So, first question... This goes to anybody. This is the three people here. There's Tony, there's Chris, and there's Sean. My question is to either Chris or Sean. You guys can just jump out.
And
throw, okay, right. How long
just
does PMS...
1 hour of him trying to explain who the question is for.
Oh, actually, let me ask Sean this question. Let me ask Sean this question. How long does PMS last? How long does PMS last?
Way too long.
What is like your biggest educational guess that you could throw at me? Give me a number.
3 days.
Sean, you're pretty good, man. 2 to 3 days.
Wait, who says that? Is that written
Oh, wait
somewhere?
A minute. No, I'm wrong, Sean. You're wrong, too. Wait a minute. It usually... Okay, let me read this. PMS, premenstrual syndrome, is when a girl has mood and body changes before or during her period. It usually... At its worst, during the 4 days of the period. It's at its worst during 4 days, so there's four.
It lasts a week.
And then PMS usually goes away 2 to 3 days after the period
it's
begins.
It's a week. Why didn't you just ask me? I'm a
so
woman.
So what is 4 plus 3?
Seven.
7 days? That's a week, right?
Oh, my God.
Ask Mrs. Sylvain.
Yes.
Math teacher.
Yeah.
All right. Was he right? No.
Yeah.
He
no.
said four, 3 days.
I said 3 days.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I
You're
never get
off.
It.
3 days of hell, and then...
Yeah,
the moods.
You know what it is?
Change.
I think to us it's 3 days, but to them it seems like a week. You know what I mean? It seems worse because they're going through it. But you know they overreact a little bit. I think. What do you think?
I think we'd actually be crying if males had periods. We'd be crying
oh
and
my
wincing,
God.
Like, sucking
yeah.
our thumb, pulling our ear, going.
It's bad enough when you have a sniffle and you have to curl up in a little ball on the couch and whimper
right.
like.
Is it a
sick puppies?
But can you get it, like? Is can you use it as a get out of jail free card for some things? You know,
I
like
do
being a dick.
I use it.
Good morning. Welcome to Yaptown Podcast. This is
yeah,
what
well,
it's all about.
Yeah. Anyway,
all right,
we're just talking because we don't know anybody that has PMS ever.
Sean, here's an easy one for you. Is PMS the week before the period? Question mark? That's a yes or no.
I thought it was during. Isn't it during?
That's what I thought.
What do you think?
Sometimes
Chris?
Between 5 days and 2 weeks before your
yes,
period starts, you may experience
moodiness.
Yeah.
It's before. It's all month.
Yeah, it's all year.
It's all year.
So stay the fuck away from us.
365.
Yeah. All right, only one more, two more questions.
All right.
Just two more, Chris, I swear. And then you can kill me.
All right.
What does PMS feel like, Sean?
Yes, Sean, what does PMS feel like?
Laying on broken shards of glass.
Oh, my God, that's what it says right here.
No, it doesn't.
It's broken shards of glass in the lower abdomen.
No, PMS is more like in your moods. It's not like pain.
That was one of the first. Yeah, it's including mood.
Yeah,
his question
mood swings,
was pain.
Listen, mood swings, tender breasts, food cravings, fatigue. I'm not laughing at periods. I'm sorry, Chris. Irritability and depression. It's estimated that as many as three out of every four menstruating women have experienced some form of premenstrual syndrome. It's a syndrome. I thought it was a disease.
Do you guys know? You thought it was a disease?
Yeah. Premenstrual disease.
Can you guys tell when your significant others have it?
No, I can tell when other people's wives have it, though. Like, when my wife has it, I just tune my wife out. I can tell. There's certain situations, like, during the month, I noticed when...
She says no.
Well, no, when she interacts with other people, and I get this weird, like, sixth sense feeling that they're going to get in a fight.
Like, she's going to punch me when we get home.
Not me. Kara's going to punch me, you. Not me, but, like somebody at the grocery store.
Oh, you can see a build up. Yeah. Or,
yeah, mm-hmm. Like, usually it's mm-hmm. cashiers I can tell really well. Like, something is going to go wrong. I have the sixth sense that something's going to go wrong. Like, they're going to screw up her order, overcharge her.
Off.
Yeah, and then that's when I realize, oh, my God, she's having a period right now. Like, before she even knows it. And then I'm out of there. I go, I'm going to go grab the car. This is before. And then she's in there for an hour. I'm like, yeah, I dodged that one. Like, she comes out an hour later. Oh, man, you wouldn't believe what happened to me. They overcharged me. Then I had to get the manager, then the manager's mother, and this and that. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I don't think I would ever take it out on anybody else except my loved ones. But
do you wish it on men? Like, do you?
Yes.
Or would you rather have men experience it, or
was
just nobody
yes.
experience
yes.
it? Like, well, nobody experience. If you had a choice, like, just to eliminate that altogether, or everybody gets it, what would you choose?
I would say once you've experienced it, then that's it. You're good. But I think that everybody should experience it.
Oh, good answer.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
But that's not going to happen. Sean, so just whatever.
Like, what?
But men get a form of PMS also, and it doesn't usually last a week, but it's at least a day.
Yeah, it's called marriage.
Yeah, it's called. Yeah, it's called, that's what it's called.
A feminine man.
It's called cranky. Get the hell out of my face. Yeah.
Okay, Sean, have you like?
Do you get cranky, Sean?
I can't picture you being cranky. You're always happy. Yeah.
No, he can get cranky, I think.
Only with his loved ones, but with strangers, you're happy. Right?
Yeah.
That's kind of the recipe of life, right? You're always like a dick to your family, and then you're like the best bud for everybody else. Oh, I can't imagine him being
and
a
that
dick.
And that makes your wife even angrier.
You're like, hey, a round of beers for everybody in the bar, and you get home, and you're like, your wife's like, can you give me a back? But she goes, shut up.
Homicide detectives are checking with the neighbors.
Yep.
He was a friendly guy, always happy.
We never saw him in a bad moment.
Right, exactly.
But, quiet.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. Can we move on?
Yeah, let's move off of PMS.
Sorry.
Let's go on to
first topic, Tony.
Yeah.
Are you going to change my voice to like a devil's voice?
No.
Like when I'm talking?
No. Oh, yeah, maybe. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's
a
good one.
I can do that after
the fact.
Yeah,
I think you should. Just not the whole time, just some of my answers.
Sean, what's your opinion on menopause?
No, we're going to talk. We're done talking about the female reproductive system.
All right.
God damn it.
Yeah,
let's talk about diarrhea.
Let's talk about
it. Burns my ass.
Mine is more like bullets. Have you ever had like bullet shit?
Yes, at the beach. A seagull, like...
No, like you shit. Like bullets.
I thought
not
a bird.
No.
Shit a bullet.
Have you ever had bullet shits? Like, it's like, that's the water. That's the sound it makes in the water. It's like little balls.
No.
You're like, and it goes.
No, but have you ever tried this stuff called poopery?
Yes, poopery.
It fucking works.
Yes.
Yeah, but don't
you spray it in the toilet.
You spray it in the toilet before you go, and then you just go, and it's like you were never there.
The problem with that product is we got it. The bottle's way too small. I would do it in like a week.
You only have to do like two squirts.
I'm nervous.
Have to fill the bowl. You have to squirt it up your ass.
Poopery is great.
It. Yeah.
I actually have a bottle of hand sanitizer in the truck by Poopery.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I have a jug of bleach. I put bleach in the toilet after every...
Dookie.
I love that fresh smell of bleach.
It's like a swimming pool.
It is. It's like a pool smell, like chlorine. Like I take, I have a squirt bottle next to my toilet.
You have a long list of things that you do once you go into the bathroom. You put towels under the door.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Not anymore. I used to do that.
It's like a whole system.
No, I don't want people like looking under the door, even though it's impossible.
He's like people walking by, like strangers. It's your family.
I call them poop sniffers.
Your You're talking about in your home?
In my home, my family. I call them poop sniffers.
Oh, my God. Do you think they really want to do that?
No, they don't. I don't, unless they're crazy, which I'm not sure anymore. But they. I have this fear. I used to have this, like, what is it, a phobia?
It's a problem.
People it's seeing me or hearing me go poop. That's like a weird phobia.
Chris, I'm so sorry. You work with him all day.
Yeah.
I know.
Me too.
Me too.
I know.
You put a towel in the
I used door. To. I used to. Like, I'd go in there. Fans are going. Faucet's going.
Oh, my God. Fucking candles are lit.
And then I have, like, a designated towel. I don't take, like, a clean towel that people wash their face with. But I have, like,
a towel?
I usually keep
a
towel.
To wipe your butt?
No. A towel that I keep under the sink that I would use to throw on the floor. And then just go, like, you know, if there's a fire, you want to.
Did anybody in your past peek under the door?
I've been walked in. I traumatized
okay, so
me.
Okay, so somebody walked in. Like, so what? They're not going to see anything.
It traumatized me when I was a kid. I was, like, doing a dookie.
So that's why you have the towel.
And somebody walked in on me, and.
He was scarred.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was part of your parents.
I don't remember. Actually, it wasn't it was like a friend or, like, it wasn't a family member.
What were you doing in there that shit. Might have traumatized
you?
Were
I was you shitting. Like,
he was shooting bullets.
I think
it was the noise. Is it might have been the noise.
No, well,
do
don't
you
want
shit
people,
in public?
No, well, not. I have, but yeah. I've been known to. I've mastered the clench. Except
that is
the older you get,
so bad.
The older
you
get, the longer you clench it, and then you get home, and it's those the last 20 feet before you actually get to your bathroom is the most critical. That's when you don't want to relax because it's been. It's like pressure.
You start sweating. Oh, yes.
Yeah, breathing. Like, oh, no. What do you call it? Lamaze?
Yeah.
Class? I was doing like baby breathing. Like,
zuff, woof, zuff.
Yeah.
Woof.
I was fully dilated. I was ready to go.
Thanks for inviting me this morning.
I said we were going to just talk about ghosts.
I told you we were going to shit the shit.
Yeah. Oh, I want ghosts can see you poop. Oh, man.
What about ghost shits?
Those are marshmallows.
A ghost poopy.
Marshmallows?
Yeah.
No, a ghost poopy. That is a true term, right?
Like, I don't know. I just made it up.
No, it's actually a ghost poop is when you sit on the toilet and you go and you're like, oh, man, and then you get up and there's nothing in there.
Yeah. You're like, oh, that was just gas.
No, I think it shoots all the way down the tube before you flush it, and then you can't see it.
It escapes. It's got feet.
It could, depending on what
that's
you
called
eat.
A ghost poopy. Yeah. So well, how do we get on this subject?
I'm not sure.
Let's get you
back
brought
to
it up.
Let's get back to
I don't want to get back to... No.
Okay. All right. That segment's done.
We're going to talk about...
No. No, we're not going to talk about... What about... All right. We've been on a kind of a tear lately about this whole freaking mask mandate thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go right from Dookie.
Do you have to wear one at your work? Like when you're alone in the truck? You
oh,
don't
God,
have to have
no.
one on. No.
God, no.
But when you get to your destination, probably.
No. Just at the, they call it the DC, the distribution center.
Oh, down.
Yeah. In Woburn.
Yeah, Mass.
Yeah, where I pick up my.
Is there still a mandate in Mass? I know New Hampshire lifted it.
Yeah, there's still a mandate. I see people driving around with masks. Why do you drive alone with a mask on? It's beyond me.
I'm going to give them the benefit
unless
of the doubt.
Unless they forget it's on.
Right. I was just going to say that.
Like, but how can you forget it's on? Seriously.
I can't forget it because my ears are getting
I forget
off.
To put it on.
Mm. Yeah.
There's many times.
I know there's no sign over here anymore.
Yeah, there's no sign.
Right. But it's up to, there is, I haven't talked to the main people in the office here, but we still wear masks.
Yeah, we do.
There's
for
a few,
the most part.
There's people that come in without it, though.
Yeah.
I notice.
I mean, I don't think they're going to, like... What are they going to do anyway? Kick you out?
I don't know. Oh, yeah,
well,
I should talk
what
to
it,
them.
What it comes down to is anything outside, you don't have to wear a mask. But anything inside, it's up to the people who own
the companies.
The company.
Right.
It's up to them, you know, because it's their own private property.
Yeah.
If you don't want to wear a mask, then they can kick you out and get you for trespassing.
Which is where our dilemma is, because I own a company.
Yeah, you're own, you
which
own
is within
a business
another company
this.
That's owned by somebody else, like another building.
That owns the building.
So you have to honor their...
Yeah.
Because it's under the same roof.
Yeah, I just do it obviously out of respect. But honestly, if I talk to them on Monday and they're like, yeah, you don't have to wear I'm not wearing a mask anymore.
Me
at the cafe.
No.
It's just, I mean,
come
it's
get me.
Filling up with sweat. And now that we're getting to summer, oh, it's going to be gross.
Yum. Sweaty mask.
I sweat even more with a little, even though it's a surgical mask, it's a tiny, it causes me to perspire even more.
Yeah,
it's gross. I hate it. I hate you, Sean.
All right. Wrapping
life.
It up. Have a good day,
that's
people.
It. It's over.
Yeah, no.
It's over, Johnny.
It's over.
Let me ask your opinion. Do you think that the masks do anything? Like, do you think they stop COVID from getting into you?
Listen, if I can smell my own fart through my mask, is it really stopping COVID?
Well, your farts are pretty nasty. I mean,
if you squirted poopery in your mask,
Can you invent a mask spray? Can't call it poopery, but
I don't know. But listen, so if Lysol can kill this virus, Lysol can kill like HIV. Yeah, on material.
So Trump was right. You can drink.
No, he's not. Right.
You can drink,
but
He never said, not ever.
I'll just mess
with you. No. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about if you read the bottle of Lysol, it will kill this, this, and this. So why can't they come up with some sort of like lozenge or something, some sort of Lysol thing that you can take to kill it?
A lozenge?
I don't know. Some sort of
Lysol lozenge.
So
you can put it in your mouth.
Yeah, it's
like on it like a lifesaver.
Whatever you have.
You're actually saving lives.
And so instead of dying from COVID,
it takes out all the stuff.
In a month, you would die 15 years later from whatever's in the lozenge. So you actually extend people's lives.
Right. So you start taking it when
yours.
When you're 75. You have a good 15 years after that, and then it kills you.
I'm done with the masks.
Yeah.
It's
me too.
I'm getting pressure too from people to get the vaccine. That's another subject that's been coming up.
Are you vaccinated?
I had COVID. Like my whole family, we all had COVID. And
you all had COVID?
Yeah, in the beginning. I had it before March, before it was a
really?
Big thing.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Back in, I had
Joe. Yeah, we almost lost him.
Yeah, right. Every year I usually get sick around October with like a cold or a sinus infection or something. But in January, I had jury duty at the same time. And I had this weird thing that happened to my lungs. It was like I can only describe it as having Rice Krispies in your lungs, and there was no phlegm, though.
Did he go to the doctor? That's
never,
the question.
I never go to
he
the doctor.
He never goes to the doctor.
I never go to the doctor. I went to jury instead of the doctor. I had jury duty for a week in a small room with 13 people.
He killed everybody in the jury.
So
that's
negative.
Why they didn't
She's
want
so
it.
Negative.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
You guys made it. Scot-free.
Yeah, my son got it. He was in New York when everything was being shut down, and he had to come back. And he came back with temperature, lost his smell, sense of smell and taste for over a month. And everybody in my house, we all had temperatures at some point. I even had if I didn't get it, if that wasn't COVID in January, I definitely got it when he got back. We shut down. The cafe shut down. We were all, for weeks and weeks.
Did you get it?
No.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She might have had it. Maybe some people just are asymptomatic. So you never know. But listen, we don't have the vaccine. Like none of us had the vaccine because we figured we already got COVID. And I'm just kind of like, I'm not saying I won't get the vaccine. I'm just a little hesitant. I'm going to wait a little bit just because it's so new and I'm just not 100% comfortable with. And the more people tell me you got to get down and get it, it's like people try to force you. It's like,
make sure. When the government tells you to take something that's not FDA approved, I'm all set.
I'm okay with people that take it. I'm like, that's fine. I'm just kind of like waiting a little bit longer than, I'm jumping in both feet in yet.
I know people, Donna gets the flu shot every year, and I get asked, this is before COVID. What, you're not going to get the flu shot? No.
I don't even get the flu shot. I don't get any shots ever.
Been at the same job for 20 plus years, never called out sick.
Right.
That's the kiss of death right there. You should never say that out loud.
Knock on wood.
Okay.
Sorry.
He'll get like a urinary tract
Monday,
infection.
He's going to be like,
Yeah, he'll get a bladder
he's gonna
and
get
urinary
the shits.
Tract infection. The shits.
I'll get the bullet shits.
Get the bullet revenge. Shits. I've got the bullet shits. I can't come in.
Right. But you know what's cool? You can get the vaccine or you cannot get the vaccine. I'll still respect people no matter what. But I feel like there's kind of a herd kind of like, or a village like get that guy that didn't get the vaccine kind of a mentality building up.
See, right now, like Biden said, everybody can, after July 4th, you can start getting closer and closer to family and having outdoor activities and without a mask. But you know what it's going to be? And this is just my thought. It's going to be, everybody should get the vaccine, yes. And then what's going to happen is they're going to start ousting you out of social events. Like, there's a concert coming to town. Great. You have to show your vaccination card to get in. And then you're not going to be able to, you know, enjoy those things. Oh, there's a thing downtown, an art gallery. Oh, let's go to the art gallery. Oh, no, you can't get in because you're not vaccinated. Oh, well, you can't fly because you're not vaccinated. They're going to make it harder and harder for you, and then you're just going to give in and say, you know what, I'm just going to get it because I want to go to a concert. I want to go to the beach and blah, blah, blah.
I think people that want to get vaccinated should get vaccinated. And for me, it's just I don't want to rush. Like, I don't think I'm going to die from COVID.
Yeah, you just want to see how many people pop up another head out of their shoulder or grab, they grow a tail.
Yes, an extra arm.
I don't think that'll happen either, Sean. But,
I only got it because I thought it cured PMS.
Oh, God.
Did see it, how we circled it around to PMS again?
But it didn't work.
Yeah, it created more PMS.
Didn't work.
I also think, you know, this would make me feel a lot better about it. If we found out where this thing came from exactly and what it was, like what's like I have this yearning to know, I have a yearning to know like where this came from exactly. Rather than people. Well, I mean, I want like proof.
Why? What's that going to do?
They're not talking about it.
What's it going to do?
Because I'm a little angry. Like I feel like if
still, I mean, like it's if been it like a year and a half.
No, I know, but
or a year and
like
a couple months.
I don't think we should go to war, but I have this feeling like if this can be created in a lab somewhere, like and just released to the world like that, we have to eliminate that from happening or the possibility because that scares me more than nuclear weapons. You know, stuff that you can't see. And feel, you know, it's in the air. So you heard it here Saturday.
Tony's got a yearning.
This is where the revolution begins.
Tony, if anybody knows where they can, give us a call.
Yeah. We're the resistance. Us three.
The resistance.
Sean, you're in. You can't get out. You're already in.
Yep. He dragged you into this. Do you know this is an ambush?
Yes, push.
It's or some Sean's type of like, bush. I got up for that.
It's the AM bush.
Speaking of bush.
Yeah.
No. Do you manscape?
I will be soon.
You'll be manscaping soon.
You know, I'm a big guy. So there's certain areas. I've been losing a little bit of weight. Cutting out sugar and carbs and stuff. And the more, I made Chris and my wife pull my loose skin a little bit. I have a little bit of loose
on
skin
his arm.
Building up.
Let's clarify.
I know you can tell I'm a big guy still, but I got like.
Look at that.
That's how I know.
I think he's just dehydrated.
No. It would stay up. That's if they say.
Yes, if you're dehydrated,
I know,
your skin
would stay
stays up.
Yeah. It would look weird.
My arm skin is like my ball skin. That's not dehydrated. Right? So I think I've been thinking about manscaping. I'm not quite there yet. Like it's pointless now. Like,
it's pointless.
I'm not even going to show my wife my body at this point.
What would you use? Do you use like a razor?
Oh, at this,
or clippers?
I would
edge
need
clippers?
Weed whackers at this
edge
point.
Edge clippers.
I would probably have to take a bath in like some type of solution, loosen up the
nair.
Nair.
It's matted. It's all matted. I'll make an appointment at the groomer for my like the same way you take your dog
you
to
get up on all fours.
But there will be some grooming at some point. I mean, Sean, I know what you're saying. Like, I don't even think of this stuff because you're in pretty good shape. You could just manscape on a foot, it's fine. But somebody like big guy like me, it's like that's the stuff we look forward to doing, like the stuff that you just do and you don't even think about. Right?
Well, you know, I think of manscaping as like weed whacking around your mailbox. You know, once you weed whack around your mailbox and
your
you're
mailbox looks bigger.
Yeah, you're sitting in the living room and you're looking out at the front yard and you're like, wow.
It sticks out more, right?
I never noticed how large my
mailbox
was.
Wow.
Wow, that's much taller than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Or smaller.
Oh, well.
Usually not.
No.
In my experience.
Matt, are you listening? She's talking about you, buddy.
No, I'm not.
The mailman. Matt sees mailboxes all day long.
Yes. Oh, wow. That's right.
Yeah, he does.
Oh. Yep. Yes, he does. I wonder if he's ever seen my mailbox.
I think he did.
He did see my mailbox.
He did?
Where is your mailbox?
Outside his house.
Outside my house.
Some people have it like right up to their house.
Yeah, that's what I, It's not outside because I don't have a lawn. If I step out too far, I'll step out into the road.
Cars don't go that fast down your road, no. though. Like four cars go down his road.
Have you ever taken out a mailbox with your truck or anything?
No.
Did you used to do that when you were a kid, like play mailbox baseball or whatever it was?
I hated people that did that because I have to, my house, my mom was so upset.
In our neighborhood?
A couple weeks in a row. We thought it was Mike and Mike. God rest his soul, rest
Mike
in peace,
Mike. He lived across the street from Mike Hammond.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's where he grew up.
Yeah, Mike Hammond, Scott we thought Stevens. It was like the Hammonds and all his friends and the Coopers and stuff, and yeah. It wasn't. There was, I think it might have been, I don't want to say the last name because they still live in that area, but.
They're listening.
Like 2 weeks in a row, we had a mailbox that was like came with the house. It was like an original pole or whatever, and one night we heard smash. And the whole thing was like down the street. The whole mailbox was gone. And so a week later, my dad put like a stud, a 2-by, big, thick thing, and a box on top, and boom, like a couple nights later. You know? So I would never do that, yeah.
There was a guy in the neighborhood that we grew up in, and he was the older guy, you know, where he'd score us beer, and he'd score us
he was cool.
Other things, you know. And, yeah, he was cool and a little on the wild side, and... And we all hung out with him, and then one day we're in junior high, so we're at the school bus, and the school bus comes ripping down the street and almost hits the whole group of kids, and we all jump out of the way, and the bifold doors open up, and there's Kenny behind steering wheel going, come on, kids, get in the
truck. Was he really the bus driver?
He was the bus driver. No, he didn't steal the bus. He got a job, and we're like, how the hell did you get a job driving a bus? And he's cracking up, and on the way to school, he's hitting mailboxes and trash barrels.
Oh, my God,
ripping down the road. And, yeah, he had his job for about a month or two, and then we never saw him again.
We can't afford you anymore, your liability.
His name is Kenny.
Kenny, yeah.
Kenny the bus driver.
What neighborhood did you grow up in?
The Indian neighborhood on the other side of, go down Broad Street past Dugas's Market.
Oh, yeah.
On the left.
Okay.
Before Hollis.
Oh, yeah.
Broad Street School.
Yes, I remember that.
We were like, once those bifold doors opened up and we saw Kenny, we were like, no. We're all
doomed.
You knew
you were in trouble.
I always had like
fire drill out the back door.
I had the bipolar bus drivers all the time. The ones that were like completely quiet and then the bus pulls over and they're like getting out of their seat and going after kids in the back. I'm like, whoa. Back then they would strangle kids. You know, when I was a kid, it was the principal from first time I saw a kid got strangled was by the principal from Maine Dunstable, Mr. Cagliari. He strangled a kid. We were all like misbehaving. Not all of us, but
I think he had a temper, if I recall. He was a little man.
If he's strangling kids, he probably had a temper.
Listen, we were like on the playground behind Maine Dunstable School, and then all of a sudden I heard him yelling, "Everybody, get to the wall!" So like the entire class, we all stood against the wall like we were in the military. He was like walking up and down, saying, you know, he was yelling at us for something. Somebody did something stupid on the field or whatever, and all of a sudden one kid started like almost laughing, because I don't know if it was because he was nervous or what. So he went right over to him. He's like, you better stop that right now. And the kid's like, and the more he tried not to laugh, the more he was like getting ready to go. So Mr. Cagliari grabbed him by the neck and pinned him against the wall. And
well,
the kid
back
was,
then you could do that.
Holy crap. Yeah.
I guess was okay.
He never lost his job. Nowadays, yeah. I mean, that kid would own the school if that would have happened. But
that kid would,
like he applied pressure to him, and the kid was turning. Like he left a huge red mark on his face.
That's freaking awesome. That's how I would principal school.
Like honestly, if you
these little
you came home
running
with a big
around.
You came home with a big red mark on your face from your principal. What would you think your dad would like go down there?
No, my dad would probably be like, "What'd you do?"
Yeah, exactly. '80s dads.
It was back then. It was like the teachers are always right. You get in trouble, well, you did something wrong, so you weren't right. Now it's like, the kids are always right, and the teachers are always wrong.
My parents wish my brother got beat, like, smacked around in school by the teacher, because my brother would get away with everything. He was a smart ass, and he would, like, just, like, Mr. Great. Remember Fairgrounds? Did you go to Fairgrounds? Oh, he caused so much trouble for me, because he was 3 years ahead of me, so every school that I went into, it was like the table was set. I was already already a troublemaker, even though I was I'm the opposite of a troublemaker. But I got pulled into the office at Fairgrounds first week of school, and I got a huge talking to saying, you better not do any, you know, your brother did this and this and that. And I'm not saying your whole family is like this, but then I'm like, why am I in the office then? You know, why am I sitting here? And, but they gave me like the ultimatum to like, we give you zero chances. Your brother was such a freaking idiot.
And thanks, an asshole. Bro. Yeah. Thanks, bro.
Did you beat him up?
No. My brother, I thought it was cool. Somebody was paying attention to me.
My older brother was all into sports, so it was like, so I got there 2 years later, and they're like, oh, do you do sports? And, no. Like, I don't do anything. He was all like, Mr. Jock. And I was like, I'm going out in the courtyard and have a cigarette. You know what I mean? Like, because we could smoke. Did you go hang out in the courtyard?
Oh, yeah, we could smoke.
Yeah, it was fun.
I never smoked.
Smoke in the courtyard.
That was cool. I used to try to like sit out there with my guitar.
Oh yeah, but there was all sorts of people out there.
We bring our guitars, and then like those were all like Kumbaya. Me and two other guys. I think the only last virgins of the high school.
What?
Me and the another guitar player would sit out there and play guitar. And, like that's this awesome. is gonna get them.
Get the chicks.
No, they
did it.
No, well, yeah, we were the last two virgins of Nashville High in 1993, and the guy that had like the Marlboros. He got the girl. He could be ugly, fat, everything, but he, if he gave a girl a cigarette, she's like, "Can I bum a cigarette?" And I'm like, "We're like, wow." I'm like, "I'm doing air guitar." You can get, I'm like,
"He's gesturing, I'm playing his
and
guitar."
And the kid just goes like this, and he gets the girl because he lights her cigarette.
Yeah. Let me flick you a bick.
It was like, yeah, the girls wanted the bad boys.
Yeah. Now where are they?
The bad boys?
They're all all the bad boys got. You know, the girls in high school, but they ended up probably marrying. They're all married to good boys now. Like all the girls. Yeah.
That's what happens.
Look at you.
I know. Yeah. It's true.
Prime example.
He's a bad boy now.
No. He's still a good boy.
Matt's a great boy. He's great.
He is.
Yes, he knows him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We all know Matt.
Yeah.
Matt gets around. Yeah. Checks out all your boxes.
He does.
He checks out all the boxes.
He brings me his package.
He delivers the package.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Donna?
Yes.
She's in an appointment right now for her eyeballs?
For her eyeballs, yes.
How are her eyeballs doing?
Her eyeballs are a lot better than my eyeballs.
Does she have to up her prescription?
Well, who's that? Dink?
I think that's Matt.
That's Chris.
Oh, it's my hairdresser. Oh.
it's my hairdresser. Completely bald. I shaved this morning. Yes, she's at an appointment, and when she gets back, we're going to... Pack the vehicle.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Pack the.
That's what the kids are calling it these days. Yeah. We're gonna go pack the vehicle.
Wasn't it laundry before? Do the laundry.
Yeah.
In Matt's family, it's feed the cat.
Oh.
We have to go home and feed the cat. That doesn't really mean it.
Kitty cat.
Or when you say it looks like it's gonna rain, that means it's time to go. Oh. Like when you're at a party and you just don't want to be there. Or
is she? Donna into the the paranormal thing as much as you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you saw her at the thing.
I did, but I didn't know if that's something that she regularly does with you.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty cool. Has she always been that way, or did you kind of like introduce her to it?
Yeah, she was. She was into it, not really ghosts, but more like. The spiritual side of it, like spirit guides and stuff like that, you know, past relatives and, I don't know.
What the fuck?
Past relative.
No, he's winking at me. He's got a problem. Something in his eye.
Yeah, when we get back from, when she gets back from her appointment and when this podcast is done.
Head out?
Head on out. Get out of Nash.
Make like a baby and head out.
Just head out and make a baby.
Dude,
we're 50 that ship has sailed. Forget that.
After Sheridan was born, snip, snip. Yeah. I get the old snippity snip.
Oh, I thought you meant the baby.
No.
Like no more. Your line of your last name or whatever.
There's no more.
That's it, right?
That's it, yeah.
There's no more Sylvain.
Same with Matt. Matt's.
I was kind of honored. Sheridan said she was going to hyphenate her name when she gets married, so she'd still carry on Sylvain.
When is she getting married?
October 22nd, 22. Oh,
that's good. That's exciting. Something to look forward to.
She goes to school, right? Or
she's 24.
Yeah.
God. She's still in school. Yeah.
she's in high school.
She's in high school. She's like
graduating this year, maybe.
She's following the dad track.
It's a 7-year plan.
We had a conversation the last time she was here with you about her interest and dreams and studying, like, kind of like, like, I guess what the help me, please.
Yeah, she's studying dream interpretation.
The unconscious
dream
world. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, right. That's something so interesting to me. I always have the best dreams.
I know. Like, give an example. Well, no, you, Chris always talks about we'd always like to have somebody in here just to kind of translate like what our dreams are and stuff like that. We always find that interesting.
Yeah, well, you guys got to find somebody that'll come
in. I know.
In
I don't know who.
We don't know anybody.
We'll have to throw the word out there.
Yeah. So I would settle for like a priest.
Even if they just call us, like we don't have to like. Yeah. They don't have to physically see us.
We do video podcasts too. We do like Zoom cast, which is pretty cool. So you
What's this stuff about TV? What are you?
Oh yeah, we
TV?
Checked out at the local TV station.
Nashua Access has a Nashua.
It's free to anybody that lives in Nashua.
We're just kind of like, we're still.
What channel is it going to be on?
The local, whatever the local channel is here.
Porn station.
In Nashua. It'd only be available in Nashua. So it would be like.
So it's closed circuit.
Yeah, you know the local access channels on Comcast?
Yeah, like you can see City Hall meetings and stuff like that.
It would be on something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're just
going to have a little film crew here.
No, it's not here.
It's at the actual news station.
They have a studio.
On Riverside Drive.
Oh, and you're going to have to do your podcast out of there? What are they going to film? Your podcast, right?
Yeah, they'll film us talking. And
there's a big green screen behind us, and they give us a background. Oh. And there's two camera angles. And there's,
there's a big counter thing that we can sit behind.
Yeah,
or
there's a chair.
However
a
we want to set it up.
So we're just kind of like, you know, we're still
feeling it.
We can just go in. We honestly, anybody that lives in Nashua can do it.
Yeah,
like you can.
They don't charge you. Yeah, and they splice it all together.
It has something to do with the funding. It's a public funded thing, so it's for that purpose. If somebody like wants to have their own little access show, or anything.
How often are you going to do this?
We're not sure yet. We haven't done the first one yet, so we're just still.
You should take a picture of the inside this beautiful mill building and then put that in your backdrop.
He has to approve it. The guy, the director.
If it's something that they think we'll do on a regular basis, then they'll be able to like customize it a little bit better. But for now, that's the only thing that scares me.
It's the background.
The background. We have to settle for what they choose. And I saw some of the other shows, and it's like just a, you know, it's like a hotel lobby, or it's really nothing.
I'd rather just have the green screen.
Yeah.
Just like green screen.
We'll wear like green hats and shirts too.
Yeah, green hats. We'll just see the faces, the floating face show.
Dude, that's a great idea. Yeah, you want to do that? Mm-mm. Okay. It's not going to happen, Sean.
Chris's eyes would be disappeared because they're all green.
That'd be awesome. Or we just do lips.
Green makeup.
That's right. We'll wear a mask.
But yeah. So if you want to do a show on ghosting or ghosting, is that the right term? Ghosting?
I think that's more like a term when you don't call somebody back.
Spiriting.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
When you ghost somebody.
Yeah, that's
like
is
you're
a term.
Like you just drop off. You the drop face off of the earth, and the earth. Then they're like, oh.
Watch out for your microphone.
Yeah. Hey, have you done any? Sit-ins or ghost hunting since the last time we?
No. Nothing.
So we killed it for you, right?
You killed it for me.
Popped the balloon?
I was telling him before you showed up that there was a lot of people, and I was kind of thrown off by, we were sitting trying to be really quiet, and that's all you heard was the upstairs tenants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. That wasn't a good
thing. Those are the crackheads.
Those have to be planned a little bit.
Yeah, those are the
crackheads. That's right.
Yeah. I don't know.
In the furnace.
Furnace.
That furnace is like
loud.
Old. Oh, it almost had its own personality.
Uh-huh.
I know.
That whole basement
to
has
draw
its own
in
personality.
Little kids in the neighborhood.
Yep. It's like
Freddy Krueger. Yeah.
No,
the Freddy Krueger furnace.
I don't go in there by myself.
No.
Yeah, I told Matt I'd like to do it again.
Yeah.
I messaged him and he said, yeah.
At that house? At the same house?
Excited.
Yeah.
So you'd have to just kick everybody? Can't you just kick them out?
Yeah. I'll tell him we're fumigating.
Yeah.
Fumigating.
You're ghosting. Ghostigating. But do you find certain times of the year it's easier to get results? Is it just kind of like sporadic?
I want to go in the basement of this building.
I've never seen that ghost. I hear the freaking basement is disgusting here. Like
disgusting?
It's like haunting, like very jarring.
That's what I'm saying. We should go down there.
I don't think ghosts would hang out down there. It's gross.
They don't care.
People tend to think like I think like me. I used to think that too. Like ghosts, it has to be dark. You have to be like in the middle of a cemetery at like 3 a.m.
I don't believe that one bit.
Yeah. I think that...
You know what it is? It's more for us.
Yeah, it's fear.
The fear we all grew up with.
Yeah.
You know, campfire stories in the dark and, you know, a dark, scary house. No, ghosts don't care about that. It's only us that care about that.
Yeah, right.
Right.
You know, we could get voices during the middle of the day.
Do you hear voices during the middle of the day?
Yes.
Just yours. Yes. That's scary. I hear your voice.
No, I don't believe they have a sense of time, you know. Like, oh, well, they're not looking at their watch going, it's almost dead hour, 3:30 in the morning, time
to... witching hour.
Do you think it's possible that they might be just another dimension, like overlaying our current time and, you know, time, space, and that whole thing? And so I don't know how many dimensions they think there are. Like, there's a bit, I mean, there's more than four from what science. Yeah, it's
up
there.
I heard seven.
It could be more. It can be infinite.
Yeah. Honestly, and we're layered like an onion.
Like living skin. On,
and we're only separated by a thin veil.
Right.
And once in a while, that thin veil gets even thinner.
And
you can see. What was that movie?
Porky's?
Porky. Remember the, that's not a thin veil. That's a thin shower curtain.
My favorite. Do you remember that scene from... before we go back to the ghost, I got to talk about my favorite scene from Porky's.
With the glory hole?
No.
The little hole
the lady filled her fake boobs up with the fake vomit. Do you remember that?
What?
No.
Was that Porky's?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe it was...
That was vomit
porkers.
Porn.
Maybe porkers. It was one of your porns.
It was the scene where... All right, continue the ghost thing. I'm going to look this up.
I don't think I can now.
She she wanted to get back at the restaurant guy that owned the Porky's or whatever. So she pretended to be a patron. She dressed up in this huge dress that had this two empty cavities where her boobs were, and she filled it up with fake vomit. And she wanted to fake puke in the restaurant to get everybody sick. All right, maybe that's a different movie.
Remember that in Porky's?
Sorry.
Wasn't it?
I'm bad with movies.
Teenagers.
Well, hold on, I'm going to tell you right now.
I only remember stupid stuff from movies.
Watched a movie. We went to the movies last night.
Oh yeah,
and
what did you see?
We saw Wrath of Man, Jason Statham.
It was Porky's too. I'm sorry.
Oh my god!
Did you see that thing that I posted? Jason Statham. What is that app? Face to Face or Face Swap or something like that?
And did you put your face on him
Jason
or his
Statham?
Face? Yes.
I'll show you after
that.
The podcast.
Okay.
It's funny.
That's Matt's man crush is Jason Statham.
Oh. Did you know he was an Olympic athlete too? He was a
He looks like an Olympic athlete.
He was an Olympic diver. You know those people that do flips and all these crazy moves? He was one of those people.
He looks like he would do that.
I don't see Tom Cruise doing that.
No.
But you like that swimmer body, don't you, Tony?
That long, mean line.
Because they look like monkeys. They all have like short legs
and long torsos.
That to me is weird. Tom Cruise is short torso, short legs. Perfect.
He's perfectly proportioned.
He also, I figured out what the weird thing about Tom Cruise is his smile. You know, his smile made him famous.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know he has long front tooth? You know, we have two front teeth?
Yeah.
He's got one long front tooth. If you ever look closely next time, look at his teeth.
He got that fixed.
Where's
when
the other
when
one?
He first came out, that was
he did get it fixed
because
I
sure
saw pictures
did.
Of him. He's got one long tooth for his front tooth.
He doesn't have two teeth.
It was kind of like one long,
kind of like Miley Cyrus.
I gotta look him up.
Yeah, it was like a very big tic tac,
a snaggled tooth.
Yeah.
But, all right, so talk about...
Yeah, Tom Jason Cruise's Statham, I'm not a fan of.
Oh.
Why?
I honestly think... Well, maybe it's the movies, like Meg. The movies that he's in, they're always kind of like...
They're basically all the same. He always plays the same character.
But that doesn't bother me.
But this one was really good. I just like him.
I think he's better when he's not the star. Like, when he's one of other people, I think I can stand
it more. He has two teeth.
He has two teeth. He has only two teeth.
That's the fixed one.
That's the fixed ones? Yeah, you look at old photos of Tom Cruise's smile.
Yeah, they were like fused together, his two front teeth.
Oh.
Just like Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures.
I'm hearing a crack one.
Is that your lungs?
It's my neck.
Seriously, when I had COVID. This is I know why
you
I
had popcorn had lung.
It was Rice Krispie lung. It was, I could hear it with my ears. It wasn't like you can hear inside you or you feel it. Other people could hear it. Like, and I would stop breathing and it would continue, like the lungs were just like crackling, and I had that for a good 2 weeks. It was about 2 weeks I had that, and I had a temperature like in the very beginning of it, and then it was only like a 24-hour temperature thing, and then COVID came about 2 months later. Oh, COVID was around then, they think. But it was like to the public in March,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. When it was still coming crazy out. And it's weird that it's 14 days because I know somebody at work that had it, and she said that she felt miserable. Day 13 and a half, mm-hmm. still felt miserable. And then, boom, 14 days, she felt great.
Right, like the 14-day flu.
Yeah. It's weird.
That's here's why Tom Cruise without teeth.
That's hot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So anyway, listen. Sorry about that. Yeah, that was I trust that look.
So I have a question for the man.
Are we recording?
Not you, Chris.
Oh, my God.
Sean, so what do you do for a living? You drive a truck, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Tell us some, you have any goodies, like any crazy thing that you saw on the road or any good stories that you want to share about your experience as a trucker?
Yes, I haven't seen it in a while, but a lot of nudity.
What?
In your truck?
No, not in my truck. Oh. But look at the height that we sit at. We can just look down in vehicles and...
People driving nude?
People driving nude, and one lady, she should have never been nude. Naked, but ooh. She was about...
That's something you can't unsee.
She was in her 60s and very overweight.
All,
on 128.
All naked? All
completely naked.
Wow.
Maybe it was hot. Was it hot outside?
Yes, it was.
Oh, same.
She had her sunroof open and everything.
She did?
Yeah. I couldn't tell if she had any underwear on because all the rolls
it was all
covered,
covered
that.
Covered up.
You know, and you would drive by and...
Do you honk?
Oh, yeah.
Just no clothes.
She had no clothes.
I don't get
was
it.
Was it a bumpy road?
It was 128.
So, yes, it was a bumpy road.
Like in the summertime when I was up in Maine, vacation land, and there was a truck coming down, like a Suburban SUV, yeah. And the husband was driving, and I could see him in my mirror. He's like slapping the wife's arm like, hey, here's a trucker, and she just flashed you, and you get
I've
a lot of
that.
Flashing. But
yeah.
Unfortunately... You see a lot more guys taking it out and taking care of business.
While they're driving?
Yeah, while they're driving their own cars, and it's things that you, once you see them, you just cannot unsee it. I've seen many accidents, rollovers, and pretty nasty stuff.
A friend of mine's a medic, and he tells me a lot of the rollover accidents, 90% of them end up with people with like crushed heads, it's just a rollover on a highway is almost impossible to survive. And
yeah, their necks get snapped.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're seatbelted in, the roof caves in on your head. You know, most of the time, he said, most people that he comes across on a rollover are like the deceased ones, or the heads are just gone, like just crushed.
Ew, that's gross. That's,
yeah. Well, I can see it, you know.
Do you see any hookers?
Do
like if you pull over at a rest stop, you know, like a truck stop, like
lot lizards. They call them lot lizards.
Just like the show, just like Big Sky.
Mm-hmm. Big Sky.
Yeah, you have to watch that show. Oh. It's great.
Is it about truckers?
Oh, the guy is a trucker. Yes,
the serial killer is a trucker.
Yeah.
Oh yes, there are lot lizards, and unfortunately, there's guys that are
lot lizards.
Guys that are lot lizards, and you just
guys?
You just move along, just lock your door. Get ready to...
What about girls that are guys? Or guys that are girls?
He probably hasn't gotten close enough to find that out. What I mean...
Like, no, there's a driver that goes up to Bangor that... one of our drivers communicates with me every day, and he's like, dude, you'll never guess. This other company that goes to the same place I do, you know, I'm friendly and I say hi, but I'm... slightly disturbed because I cannot make out if it's a girl or a guy. I think it's a guy dressing up as a girl, and it get the whole thing. I try looking for an Adam's apple, and I just he's disturbed by it because he can't tell.
Like,
what
would you do if, like, like me? I don't. Do I have an Adam's? I don't have an Adam's apple.
You probably do
somewhere. You see one?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right. Do I have one?
No.
Oh.
No.
But some people, you can't. It's hard to tell. That's the first thing I look at. Like on Big Sky, that transvestite.
Yeah.
Is that a transvestite?
It's yeah.
Because she still has the male, girl, the boy, male things. Yeah. I didn't know until like two episodes after the fact, and I was like, I was looking at her for like the first time I saw her, and I'm like,
yeah, but then you found out when she made her shower.
Yeah, no, but I knew I was questioning it. I was questioning it way before that point on Big Sky, and I'm like, is that a guy? And I've got angry because I'm like, I was attracted to her for a second. She was pretty, you know, it was a pretty girl, but it was a dude. I don't get it. How is that possible?
Right.
I don't know. How could you be a lot lizard? Is that what they just do for money? Like they go over and perform whatever for
And it's bucks? Just so disgusting to think that they're going from truck to truck to truck and, you know.
And the guys are like, okay, that's fine.
It's like, if you stop and think a minute, these guys have been traveling for hours, sitting on the butt all day, all night. It's like, oh, you're going to put your face down there? And then they go from truck to truck to truck, and it's like, you just...
But what about the trucker, too? You're going to put your thing in something that...
Has been from... Yeah, no thanks.
No.
I'm kind of a germaphobe. Even before COVID, I was wiping down the handles at the grocery store on the carts.
Yeah.
And just aware of... You know, I've seen too many guys come out of the... restroom without washing their hands. It's like, oh, you know, come on.
Like, yeah, that's why if I was ever a trucker, I would never like prostitute. It would be better to kidnap a girl that isn't a prostitute, right? And then when you're done with her, you can, you know, whatever. But
wow,
is that
we know
that's
your
a lot
next,
more clean, isn't it?
it would probably
your next
a lot
career move.
That went dark really quick.
Wow, we went from like lot lizards to kidnapping.
Yeah,
just
I'm not a trucker though, so it would never happen.
Yeah, you know, this day and age, it just really sucks because I'll show you a video after, but we have the dash cams that look at the driver and.
Are you all right?
Forward.
I think I'm thinking about should I edit that out? Mike the cop, if
Mike
you're listening.
The cop, yeah, right?
It was a joke.
Yep.
Yeah, they got dash cams that look at you and look forward. I don't mind if they forward look at traffic and all that. But
oh, in your truck, like from your company?
Yeah. And they look at you and then, you know, my boss will get a report with the video saying, oh, you're distracted driving and, oh, your driver looks sleepy and not paying attention.
They monitor everything that closely?
Oh, yeah.
So it's GPS and...
It's GPS. It shows you speed. It shows you...
Can you shut it off?
No. And if you put, like, your sun visor in front of it, you get written up. It's called an RAB.
Is it real-time GPS, or is it, like, a report they
no,
get?
No, it's
like,
real-time.
Wow.
So they have somebody back at the office just staring at those screens all the time?
It's not our company. It's a third-party company that monitors. They have, like, a whole bank of operators that just monitor.
I
want
to watch that. I want to be that. That's my job.
You can't pick your nose without being on video?
Well, it's the cameras don't record you constantly. There's a little green light on it, meaning that it's just on. But then when it starts blinking red, it's recording. Like if you and it's G-Shock sensitive, so if you go over a speed bump or a bridge joint, you know, or brake hard,
then
it starts recording and it records like 4 seconds back.
That's like the cops when they wear their body cams. That's how they work too.
Yeah. Oh, really?
They're not recording the whole time.
I have a problem with it, you know. Not that I'm doing anything wrong. It's just like, you know,
invasion of your privacy.
So, isn't that the draw to being a trucker too? Is like you're by yourself. You're like you got nobody.
Yeah, but when you work for a big company and you're driving their truck, I mean that's like a whole.
But
different
I think there's ways to monitor. I mean, a video.
If you
camera.
Owned your own truck, I mean, obviously, and you like did jobs like that, you wouldn't have that issue.
But that's kind of weird to know that, like, you're all by yourself, but somebody is watching you. Like,
yeah,
well, GPS is one thing, but I think the video.
What if you sing? Like, I'd be in my truck singing.
Oh, yeah. Well,
get down.
It's funny because recently I went over a speed bump, going real slow, going through a parking lot, and the camera went off. I looked right at the camera, and I said, listen, guys, relax. It's just a speed bump. get back to work, go take a coffee break, and just breathe. Just breathe. It's just a speed bump. Get back to work.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here. Speed bump. Nothing
and
to
they
see here.
They don't talk back to you.
Can they talk over the, like, a loud
no.
speaker?
And there
like,
is microphone,
like
too, so if... So they can hear
That's
you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I'd be singing and shit, and they'd be like, oh, my God. Maybe she should sign up for American Idol. That's how you're going to get discovered.
What's the name of the company that... the third
monitors?
Party?
Lytics.
I wonder if there's, like...
a job opening?
No, there's, like audio being passed between all their employees over there of, like, the greatest hits, like Sean singing and farting and... You know what I mean?
Singing.
Like, they take... If they're recording audio, they take all, like, that stuff they don't... And they make their own little... compilations, like
of what
sexy bald truck driver singing, and you know, or
oh shit, look at this guy singing bald. Again.
Yeah,
oh my god,
like,
I say sing a little closer to the window.
There might be sensitive information, you know, like your bank account number, if you ever say that out loud.
Yeah,
yeah, you're buying something while you're driving, you got to give your debit card number,
right?
Yeah, my social security number.
Yeah, they already have that on him.
You're probably very careful in what you say. Like personal, no. So like your wife calls you while you're, you know, in the truck.
Oh, well, that's the thing. I talk to my fellow driver, good friend of mine, and we talk every day and sometimes for 45 minutes at a whack. And, man, the things that we say back and forth, he's like, and then he goes silent. And I'm like, your camera just went off, didn't it? And he's total silence. And then because it only lasts like 12 seconds that they're recording you. And then he comes back on and he's like, freaking camera. What the? I said, did they just catch you? Yeah.
And if you listen to this back while you're in your truck and when you're talking on the radio, you're talking about the company and they're hearing it.
They're not like, motherfucker?
Yeah, motherfucker. Mother trucker.
No, but it really makes you drive different and make you aware of your surroundings. You know, you sitting up, you're constantly.
That big sound you just heard was not a tidal wave. That was Chris breathing out of her nose right into the mic.
I did?
Continue talking.
Did I do
was
that?
Was it?
You're like. It reminds you of like when you got your eyes examined and the guy pulls it right up to your eyeballs and he's like, look into the. Or your dentist.
Yeah. They hold their breath and they try not to breathe on you as you're 2 inches from your face.
Oh, that's
right.
Funny.
So hey, what are we talking about? I think we're good. We hit the limit here.
We hit the limit?
Yeah, we
see
we,
how fast that goes.
It does go fast when you have a good time.
Yeah.
I invited while you weren't here, I invited Sean back every week.
Well, there you go, Sean. That's what you're gonna do before you go camping. No, we're gonna do a
podcast
live
from the
presentation. Camp. Yeah, we're going to be on.
We never really touched up on
site.
Greenfield State Park either.
Next time, did we talk about Greenfield State Park?
A little
Park?
Bit. Yeah, we did. We mentioned a few things on the podcast the last time. That was actually the Zoom or the video cast we did. Yeah. But so we'll next time we'll talk about camping in New Hampshire.
Okay.
All right. Happy Saturday, everybody.
Happy Saturday.
John,
thanks
I really
for
appreciate
coming,
you for
Sean,
coming down.
And
yes,
listening
and thank you
for
this. A.E. Roasters coffee.
A.E. Roasters finest. Our coffees are supplied from A.E. Roastery, our coffee beans.
One day they'll pay.
They're roasted locally, which I love. And if you ever need coffee, go to A.E. Roastery. Amherst, New Hampshire, Manchester. I pick up from the Nashua location, which is a
Why
wholesale.
Why are you looking at it?
Because he's into it.
Oh. Yeah, I could look at you.
Okay.
It's kind of weird.
I don't come from the A.E. Roastery.
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
Well, thank you
Sean's
for having
being
me.
Funny and clean. He's a very clean man.
I have to shave my head.
Yep.
Because
why? There's nothing on it.
I know there's nothing on it now, but I'd have a gray halo.
If you grew your hair out like
it would be a gray
how much
halo.
Hair would you have?
A gray low.
Well, like a horseshoe, a gray horseshoe around the back of my head.
Nice, because I can't even tell. If, oh yeah, now
do you
I
have to
see
shave it.
It
every day? Do you ever cut yourself shaving?
No, not really. No. Well, I was trimming it really short with the Manscaped clippers, and then I could just see. I was at the gym, and I'm on a treadmill next to another guy that shaved his head, and the downward lights really highlighted my gray halo. And I said, "Yeah, you know, I think I'm going to shave my head. I mean, what the hell? Yeah. It's only a eighth of an inch, so if I don't like it." I could grow it back, but
you're lucky. Your parents gave you a nice head because you have a nice, like, round.
Oh, I have a. Yeah, Tony, don't say that.
I have a nice head.
Sean has a nice head. Let me take a picture of your head, by the way.
Watch out for the glare.
Got it.
Oh, watch out for the glare? Shame.
I say that to my brother.
Look how red he is.
I'm red. I'm red? Why am I red?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. You got a little bit of sun.
I look shiny.
Don't worry.
It's not shiny.
I'll back off on the color filter to give you...
Are we still recording?
Yeah, we are. So, hey, let's say goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye.
Raise your cups. Yaptown podcast
out.
Mine's
empty.
Kampai.
Out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you.